Good morning and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Muili'ili Honganji. Muili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.muili'ilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mrs. Thelma Ando in memory of Mr. Sotaro Uehara and family. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Daido Baba, Executive Assistant to the Bishop at Humpa Honganji, Hawaii. Good morning, Reverend Baba.
Good morning. Thank you for listening to this White Way radio program. This is Daido Baba, Buddhist Minister of Honpa Honganji Headquarters. Through this program, please receive the Buddha's guidance to live your life happily. We ministers often refer to our message as the Dharma message. Dharma means Buddhist teachings. So Dharma message should be about Buddhist teachings. To talk about the Buddhist teachings, we often share a quotation from our founder, Shinran Shonin's words, or our main sutras. Let's begin my Dharma message by sharing a quotation from the letters of Shinran Shonin. It says, "The hearts of those who entrust themselves to Amida are already and always will be in the pure land." Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. Today, I'd like to talk about what it means when we say Amida Buddha shows us the way to the pure land. Our Honganji school of Buddhism is called Jodo Shinshu. The Japanese word Jodo means pure land. So the Honganji is sometimes referred to as the pure land teaching. The word Jodo appears in our school's name. Therefore, to all named followers, it should be especially significant. Some of you may think that the pure land is just the place where we will be born after death. So Jodo Shinshu messages are always about death. However, the Nembutsu teaching is definitely for a living person. The pure land is significant and important for us to live our daily life. As I read in the passage from Shinran Shonin's letter, the entrusting heart is the key. Actually, it is not the belief that comes from our mind or heart, because they are constantly changing depending on the conditions and situation we are in. The real entrusting heart is given to us by Amida Buddha through Amida Buddha's vow power. Amida Buddha is always calling out to us, saying, "Entrusting me, call my name Namo Amida Butsu. I will definitely save you." That call is the power of the vow that is reaching our mind. Those who receive the entrusting heart, Shinjin, are already and always will be in the pure land. In that way, in our present life, we are guided to the pure land So we have to think of or keep in mind the relationship and connection of our present life to the Pure Land. Some of you may plan visits to Japan or other places this summer. I know everyone is waiting to go on a trip. If you go to a place for the first time, you may be confused as to where or which way you should go. For example, if you are in Japan and don't know the Japanese train system, you may be scared to take the train. Sometimes people mistakenly take the train that goes in the wrong direction. If you are confused and worried, nobody can enjoy the way to their destination. People cannot enjoy shopping or sightseeing if they have worries on their mind. Also, imagine how you would feel if you don't have hotel reservation in traveling to an unfamiliar place. Would you enjoy sightseeing along the day? During your trip, if you know which hotel you will be staying at or returning to, you can enjoy each day. When my family and I went back to Japan, of course, I knew where to go and which train we would take to go to my parents' house. We also already had a place to stay. Because I had the confidence, my family and I enjoyed shopping and eating delicious foods on the way to our destination. The same thing can be said about our daily life. Each day, we are on a journey of life. If we worry too much about our afterlife, we may become lost or confused about the way and cannot enjoy our present life. But we Nembutsu followers don't need to worry about the afterlife. We are taught about the Pure Land where everyone can meet again and definitely will be born through Amida Buddha's vows. Amida Buddha prepared and completed Buddha's peaceful world for us. With this assurance, we can enjoy each day, just as I explained using our trip to Japan. As an example, understanding the significance of the Pure Land leads us to live each precious moment fully and gratefully without any doubt or concern. All we need to do is to gratefully receive Amida Buddha's vow, that is, the entrusting heart. I know that you may think it is too early to think about your last moment. You may say, I'm really healthy, or when I turn to 80 or 90, I will start to think about the end of my life. However, who knows the span of one's life? A good example would be today's situation. We never imagined the COVID-19 pandemic would occur and the great impact it would have on our life. When unexpected things happen, we may become confused and lose our way. It is easy to get lost and not know where we are headed or what the future brings. Therefore, we need to live with Buddha's guidance always. Here and now, Amida Buddha is embracing our precious life with the assurance of our destination, the Pure Land. So please continue to listen the Dharma message, receive the Buddha's guidance, and live your precious life with Buddha's wishes. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Baba, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.muiliilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, April 24th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Zoom Earth Day service will be Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Mrs. Thelma Ando, and our speaker, Reverend Daido Baba, Executive Assistant at the Hompa Honganji Mission of Hawaii. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Bishop Tatsuya Aoki, head of the Jodo Shinshu Buddhist Temple of Canada. Namo Amida Butsu.